Hey, thank you for joining Cindy Coach. I am a life coach, and I'm so glad that you've taken a few minutes to spend with me today. I'm going to try to keep this short. It's so hard to keep it short when you have so much to say, but everything is in moderation. So, I'm out here today. I'm in a cafe, and I'm recording quickly for you to let you know about New Year's resolutions. Now, for me, I stopped making those New Year's resolutions because I didn't want to fail. Set myself up for failure. You know, we come out of the gate really strong, and January is a month where it's notorious for people making New Year's resolutions. But I have done that in the past, and I find that I only hang on at least 3 months, maybe if I'm lucky, 6 months. So I've decided, with age comes wisdom, that I do not set myself up for failure, but what I do is make realistic resolutions. Weight loss and non-smoking, to stop smoking, is a huge thing this time of year. It's common, let's face it. To keep myself from being caught up in the whole, I'm going to make a resolution and I'm going to stick to it, and then 3 months in, I'm back to eating Oreos. I've decided to really look deeply into what really matters to me and how I approach it. Do I want a short-term fix or do I want a long-term fix? And that, I think, is the key to New Year's resolutions. And those of us wanting change, trying to implement change, and not setting ourselves up for failure. So I hope that's really clear to you. The key really should be not setting ourselves up for failure and putting realistic goals, but more importantly, are you in it for the short term or the long term? Now, quickly, I'd like to say there's nothing wrong with short term. Short term is a beautiful thing. You know, if you can get short term and get yourself quick results in anything that your New Year's resolution is in, then that's fine. If it's long term, then buckle down and get into it. And understand that it's more of the journey, not a race. So you need to experience and learn how to go with the flow, things in moderation, and pace yourself. So, again, it is about long term or short term. If you want to see success in anything you're doing, you have to really decide, is it something you want to rush into? And you think you can break down the walls and get through, and the satisfaction on the other side is all you need? Or do you want long-term, where you pace yourself and you get there in a certain time frame, or maybe there's an open-ended time frame? Hey, I'm Cindy, and I hope you stop by for the next recording. Love you guys. Bye.